皆さんおはようございます。
Good morning、
インターネットの方々おはようございます。
To those who are watching the service on the internet, Hello, good morning and good evening. In our church, we give a tithe offering of all the offerings that we have collected to other churches and Christian organizations. Let's give thanks to God for this tithe offering. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for filling our needs richly. We now would like to give a tithe offering of 11,860 yen to other churches and Christian organizations. I pray that you will use this for your work through them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. We now have a new 1 minute video. Let's watch it.
みなさんこんにちは。今日は御霊に属する体についてです。7年間の患難時代の真ん中、3.5 年目に軽挙が起こります。軽挙の時にクリスチャンは御霊に属する体に変わり、空中にパッと引き上げられます。同じくそれまでに死んで天にいるクリスチャンも御霊の体が与えられます。御霊の体とは、第一コリント15章によれば、私たちの体は血肉の体と言います。キリストも私たちのように血肉の体を持っておられましたが、蘇られた時御霊に属する体に蘇られました。キリストの復活後の記事を見ると、御霊の体の特徴がわかります。キリストが蘇られた時、弟子たちがあってもわからなかったことから、容貌が変わる。戸を通り抜けたり、弟子の前から消えたように瞬間移動か消えることができる。オリーブ山で天に登ったように空中を飛べるなどです。さらに第一コリント15章42節から50節に、血肉の体と御霊の体の対比が出てきます。血肉の体とは違い、朽ちない、つまり年を取らず衰えない、栄光の体、強い、天上の形、神の国で生き、神の国で生活できる、めとることも嫁ぐこともないとあるので、結婚はないと思われる。それではいつ御霊の体になるのでしょうか。御霊の体に変わることを復活と言います。復活は軽挙の時、地上再臨の直後、そしておそらく千年王国後の3回と思われます。私たちは復活によって完全な体、すなわち御霊に属する体となり、永遠の生活に入っていくのです。それではまた。
イエス・キリストはですね、この世に来られた時、
Jesus Christ, when he came to this world, he lived until he became 33 years old.
イエス・キリストの体の特徴は、
At that time, his body was just like ours.
つまり、その時は血肉の体で、
At that time, he had a physical body.
で、血肉の体っていうのは皆さんの
physical body of blood and flesh. The body of flesh and body is a kind of body that we have that gets old. But Jesus was crucified and then resurrected when he rose from the dead. He was risen to a new body. As we watched this 1 minute video, his new body was totally different. He had a spiritual body.
入手から永久歯に変える、
ね、if we compare this to teeth, it's like
頭の体になった最初なんですね。これは何を表
すか。It's like from having a milk teeth to adult teeth.
ですから、あの、今の体が変わるんです。
So when we resurrect our body, we be changed into a spiritual body. Apostle also said that he wants to take off his body and he wants to put on a new body. That means he wanted to put on a spiritual body. Then when will we have this spiritual body?
Body,
the 7-year tribulation will be coming, and this period will be divided into the first half and the latter half. And rapture will take place just in the middle of this 7-year tribulation. Some Christians will be lifted up in the air at the time of rapture. They will be changed into a spiritual body. Our physical body of flesh and blood, it will perish. And when we die, our spirit will go to heaven.So, heaven is the world where people live in spirit. They don't have a body. In this world, we eat, and we eat in this body, in this physical body of blood and flesh. But in heaven, we will not eat. By the way,When rapture happens, spiritual body will be given to the saints who went to heaven before that time. So Pastor Miki and Pastor Suga, who have just gone to heaven, at the time of rapture, they'll be given a spiritual body.And if we live on this earth at the time of rapture, and if we can be lifted up in the air at the time of rapture, if we are as we are in this physical body of blood and flesh, if we are lifted up in the air, we will bump into the ceiling of a room.But that will not happen because in an instance, at the time of rapture, we'll be changed into a spiritual body, and so we will go through a ceiling of a room as we are lifted up in the air by the Lord to heaven. You know, well, our body is getting old.And getting worse, but we will be given another body, which is spiritual body, that will be able to live forever in heaven. So let's expect God. By the way, we will send a team to Cambodia from December 28th to 31st.Anybody can participate in this team. We will visit our orphanage in Cambodia. We will have fellowship with the orphans. We will have two meetings with them. This Cambodian orphanage is our church. This online Tokyo, they belong to this Tokyo Antioch Church by online. Last summer, we went there on the team, and we had the sukiyaki party, but we made a mistake because we really didn't have a very good sukiyaki because the meat in Cambodia was hard.So this time we are going to have another kind of party. with the children.
We
also go to a theme park with them. And we are expecting that by this theme, God will prepare this orphanage to get into a new stage in a spiritual sense. When we join an outreach, you'll be blessed by God. So if you are burdened to participate in this theme, please pray. And there will also be another outreach to the United States from March 28th to April the 2nd. This is a Say Thanks, Praise, and Revival Camp. And this outreach has a significant meaning too. The Lord tells us to keep having this camp in Los Angeles, and we have prayer sessions there and have meetings. So if you would like to pray, if you would like to have enough time praying, please join this team as you pray during this outreach. You probably have your life changed. Also, we have a gospel showcase during this outreach, and some church bands will participate in this gospel showcase. So if you are a member of any church band and if you are burdened to join this gospel showcase, please come and join this outreach. Yesterday, we had a farewell meeting for Pastor Paul Miki and Pastor Samuel Suga. Pastor Miki was really had a bright character, and he was engaged in a lot of sports. And when we climbed up the Mount Sinai, he was strong and he could climb the mount, and he could even carry another person on his back as he climbed the mount. And he was also a member of a church band called Shines, because he was bald and his head shined, his head shone. Even though this church band was not very good at singing, but they got very popular. Pastor Samuel Suga was a quiet man, and he experienced miraculous works of healing by God, because he suffered from stroke about 10 years ago. And as I met him at that time, he was in a kind of critical condition, and he said that he could see spirits around him. And when somebody says that kind of thing, I assume that that person is going to die very soon, and they just do. But Pastor Samuel was healed, and he was able to stand up from his wheelchair in Hakuba campus several years ago. The work of the miraculous work of God was done to him. And he joined the last outreach to Israel to gather with us. And we had a time of worship to the Lord in front of the Golden Gate, and we also had prayer sessions at the top of Mount Olives. And Pastor Samuel was with us. You remember a Bible passage in which Jacob went to sleep and he had a dream of, of a ladder stood toward heaven and people or angels, they climbed down and up the ladder to heaven and or to the earth or down to the earth. And Jacob said in scripture that this place is a gate to heaven. And what I think is that I think Mount Olives is a gate to heaven because Jesus ascended to heaven from Mount Olives. So when we think of a gate to heaven, we think it may be Mount Olives. And but the Bible also said that Jesus will come down. Jesus will return on the top of Mount Olives. So if we try to see where the gate to heaven is, I think that is Mount Olives. And Pastor Samuel Suga went to heaven from there. So, but we are going to see him and Pastor Mickey in heaven. When we had a farewell meeting for them yesterday, one relative of Pastor Suga came and joined us. And he is a famous musician, and he listened to my message seriously, and he accepted, he said a sinner's prayer with us, and he raised his hand when I asked the congregation who prayed that prayer. He raised his hand. So let's give thanks to God for that. And yesterday, several church bands of a church had performances in a Christian book called Oasis in Shinjuku. And also there was another church band who ministered in another denomination. The Lord has a plan for praise and worship. So if you are a member of a church band, grasp promises of God for you, and when you follow God, you will see His glory. Now let's go into the Bible. The First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 says, "Be joyful always." Being joyful is important. And also, the Bible also says, give thanks always. Why are we to be joyful always? Because God gives us the best in various difficulties and hardships. Lord will help us. So being joyful is exercising your faith. Don't let your feeling just flow from you. Usually we have a negative emotion when we have difficulties. But the Bible says that there's much difference between when we have a depressed feeling and when we have a joyful feeling. But in our emotion, we can't be joyful always. But in our will, by our will, we can rejoice. Even something sad happens to you, let's rejoice. People might tell you that we have a glazed look in our eyes, but that's okay. Let's rejoice by our will. And the Bible also said that we should give thanks in all circumstances. You know, when toward the end of a year, there's a lottery of 1 billion yen. And they sell various kinds of lottery. And it seems that the prices for lottery vary every year. But one thing I have realized is that when I became a Christian and found out that we were able to pray, I thought, oh, prayer was really something. And being able to pray is more than winning money in the lottery. By prayer, we experience special blessing of God. So praying is very important. And prayer will bring you blessings. When you have some money in saving, and if you withdraw money from your saving, and if you use it, you can be rich. So why don't we use this saving called thanksgiving? Why don't we use and exercise this? The three things put together in this passage of the Bible, being joyful always and pray continually and give thanks in all circumstances. So let's practice all of these three for something that happens to us. And in our thoughts, we wonder why God is allowing this to happen to me, or why some difficulty is being allowed to me. But God is planning to manifest His special blessings through those difficulties, and God is going to open up special blessings for you. One thing that I was surprised at after I became a Christian was I experienced many victories through problems and difficulties. You might have heard about these things many times before, but some people, you received this teaching and you put it into your heart. And then if you exercise your faith, you will experience God's work too. When we give thanks to God for a bad thing or for a difficulty, we will see His blessing. But sometimes in a short period of time, we never know why something will turn into good for me, for us. But when we spend a longer period of time, we will clearly see what kind of good will come out of the difficulty you are now experiencing. Well, in a short period of time, you may just experience 30% of the good that the Lord has for you. But in the long period of time, you see more of His goodness. I think this is a great, wonderful blessing. And because as we live, the longer we live and the longer we spend our Christian walk, we will see more and more how the Lord has turned everything good for us. But one thing we need to be careful is a lot of Christians.
このスパンで見るんです
よね。They just,
これはね、明らかに間違いです。
They just see things.
最初にやりましたよね、御霊の体。何のために御霊の体？この後のため。
They just see things. They just try to understand the seven-year tribulation, but that's not right because we have to see the kingdom of God that will come after the seven-year tribulation.
Bible
writes very interesting things about the kingdom of God. You know, Pastor Miki and Pastor Samuel Suga went to heaven, but it's not that they are just taking a rest. Sitting on a leaf of a flower. The Bible says in the passage when Jesus said that when somebody finishes his work by ruling one town on this earth, Jesus said that he will be given two towns in heaven to rule. After the seven-year tribulation and when we get into the kingdom of God, many things will be made clear to us about how all those things happen to make all things work together for good. Well, as I looked back my family line, our relatives or our ancestors, they built some famous temples in Tokyo. And before I became a Christian, I did a lot of idol worship. I just did what I wanted to do. I declared that there was no God. And I tried to persuade other people to believe that there was no God. But I became a Christian, and I found out that things that I experienced before I became a Christian, God took all those things and made them for my good. Example, I used to like singing. I was not going to be a singer, but I really liked singing. And now I'm a pastor, and I sing praises. And I give a message 20 times a week. And my voice is strong. A professional announcer who worked for NHK told me that she was surprised to hear my voices, and she complimented me, saying that I have a strong voice. And I used to like literature, but after I became a Christian, God told me to stop being involved in writing literature, so I stopped. But that was made for my good. As I now minister as pastor, and I also used to be sick, but God healed me, and now I have a healing ministry. I have written some books about healing. So my experience of being sick, that was also made good for my good. Whatever things that I did while I was not a Christian, all those things were made good for my good. I used to like trips. I used to have snacks while I used to read travel magazines while I was having a snack. And now I take a trip always. I have flown by an airplane 2,000 or 3,000 times. Tomorrow I will also take an airplane. So You can also see, you will also see that all things that, you, you, that happen to you will turn into your good. And when you look at things, continue to look at things for a long time. Well, when you spend a long period of time, you will see how things that happened to you many, many years ago, God took it for your good. But you need to you need to also have a point of view of everlasting. When we live forever, we will see in the future, as we live forever, that a thing that happened to us, God took it for our good. Recently, some Christians, they wrote testimonies about going to heaven. Well, they say that heaven is a very good place. They also say that in heaven, people are made young. So we will not, none of them who said who said they went to heaven, none of them said that people get old in heaven. Well, Pastor Miki, when he went to heaven, you know, he was bald. He was bald. So I wonder if he will have hair on his head in heaven. And there was a book called Heaven is Real. Heaven is for Real. That was the bestseller in New York Times. And that sold maybe 10 million copies in the United States, and a movie was made out of this book. In this testimony, a five-year-old boy called Colton, he went to heaven for a short period of time. When he went to heaven, he saw his elder sister. He said that to his parents when he came back to the earth. His parents said, "You have your sister here on this earth." But Colton said, "No, he met a sister who had died in the mother's womb. And that sister told him in heaven that she didn't have a name because she came to heaven before she was born." And the sister, he was so glad to see Colton, and she hugged him and never let him go. Well, the Bible doesn't clearly say about unborn children, so I don't know if they will really live in heaven. But I think there is a possibility. I believe that God gives a human being a spirit in mother's womb. And so, well, I have three children, but we had the fourth child who died in the womb of my wife before he or she was born. We named him or her Isaac. So this Isaac must be seeing my father or my father-in-law who went to heaven.
はっきり分かんないじゃないかっていうかもしれないですけど、私は可能性強いと思うんですね。
Well, you might say that might not be true, but I think there is a possibility because I believe that God gives us the best. So that will make us excited about going to heaven. Because we might be able to see those children, humble children. So when we live with God everlasting, we will see how things on the earth have been made for our good. King David had an adultery with Bathsheba, even though he had a lot of wives, and he should have been sentenced to death by the sin. But King David and Bathsheba, they repented. So if you committed a sin and you repented, the Lord will forgive you. If you repent properly, God will forgive you. And the King David and Bathsheba repented of the sins, and they followed God. King David gave thanks to God. He is one of the main characters in the Old Testament who gave thanks to God. Then the Lord gave Solomon to the King David and Bathsheba. The King David had many children, but the Lord made Solomon his successor, the next king. The King Solomon was given a special calling. The King David and Bathsheba repented before God in the proper way. People, when they realize that they committed a sin, some people committed suicide. But the King David and Bathsheba, they dealt with the sin in the right way. One point is follow God, obey God. Obeying God is very important. When I entered an evangelical seminary, they told me, they say that I was a good student, and they were glad that they had me as a student. But after I became a charismatic Christian, they started to persecute me. One student, they led this persecution, and he had hand in hand with teachers. What kind of persecution I received was that they never, any student never talked to me, and they didn't like my company, and they slandered me and criticized me.
So
if you have somebody who criticizes you at all times, you will get mad. And they persecuted me outwardly. But the Bible says, give thanks to God. So I used to give thanks to God. angrily I gave thanks to God for this and for that. It was not I didn't give. It was not that I gave thanks to God with all my heart, but I exercised my faith. The reason why we give thanks to God is God will make all things work together for our good. That's why I exercised my faith. Then one day the Lord told me to apologize to teachers and to the other students who were persecuting me. I didn't understand what the Lord meant at first. Well, my opponents were about 10 times more as 10 times more as I had people who stood with me. But the Lord told me, spoke to me to apologize to them. I said to the Lord, but Lord, it is them that are bad. I didn't do any bad thing except just a small, about just a small thing, I resisted them. And the Lord told me to repent, which I did, and I decided to apologize to them. And when I apologized to them, they accepted my apology, and they said, oh, yes, yes. I was really feeling that I was just really feeling that I was not fair. But I apologized to them because the Lord told me to do so. And one change happened in the seminary. People stopped persecuting me. And another thing that was amazing was that I became a staff member of OSCCC by Pastor Arai. And the person who persecuted me in my seminary, he was also assigned to work in the same place as I. And surprisingly, we worked and ministered together. And when he was graduated from university and was university, we worked together. You know, we have been criticized by other Christians about prophecy, but we never get even with them because the Lord tells us that some people will change their mind and accept prophecies in the future. And when I published a book called Prophecy, and a very famous pastor, a Japanese pastor, he read this book and called me. This person used to criticize me for my being a charismatic Christian in my seminary. But he read my book and he called me and he said, now he is a pastor of another church. He says he would like to cooperate with me for God's work. So So don't, don't panic and decide that you are not able to give thanks to God. One time, Bible was sent to me. It was a burnt Bible. I was so surprised. Burnt Bible. Somebody burnt Bible and sent it to my house. So she must have been very mad. But after that, she started to obey God faithfully.
So
we cannot criticize her because we usually try to hurry up and we just see things from a short period of time. And there are things that we can't understand, but when we spend more time and live for a longer period, then we will clearly see God's plan and His blessings. Don't you think that all things God will make all things work together for our good? You know, the Lord loves you and the Lord will fulfill His word. Don't be deceived by Satan, making you think that the Lord is doing the worst for you. You will be blessed with the bad things from God. So stand on His word, and then you'll see His glory. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for each one of us. You closed your ears to God's word, so you can't receive His word. Then you see His glory.
A problem is
you have a problem and you try to see your problem, but because you haven't prayed, you can't look at it in the right way. So pray, then God will lead you to understand the problem. And the Lord also said that let's pray for healing. I declare God's healing to each one of us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of the Father and the fellowship with the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen.